Well, it's kind of ironic that one of the mandate reliefs is you can go to PE 3 days a week. Yet, with our lunch program, they're telling us that our kids are obese and overweight, and so we can't eat anything at lunch, but we're going to downsize PE. So I don't know where that makes any sense at. But those are all things that will be evaluated down the road with the mandates. One of the mandate reliefs is for driver's education and privatization of that. Our kids in our community, there is no privatization opportunity for them. So if the school doesn't provide it, they're not going to get it unless they drive to Edwardsville, St. Louis, places like that. And our kids can't do that. And that's not what we need to be as a community, as a school in our community. So some of those things were basically just throw-ins. I don't look for us to do, like I said, a lot of those things other than the evidence-based model we will evaluate in the coming years and figure out how that plays out for our school.